the band St. Paul and the Broken Bones has gotten a lot of attention this year with their first full album, Half the City. The band is from Birmingham, Alabama, but sounds like it's from another era. Paul Janeway is the lead singer of St. Paul and the Broken Bones. Jesse Phillips plays bass for the group, and they both join us from WBHM in Birmingham. Guys, great to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having us.
Happy to be here.
Let's start with the music for some people who may not know your music. And here is the song, I'm Torn Up.
And I know that you feel so. And I know that you feel so right. But I just got to tell you.
It sounds like something out of the 60s. Is that your intent there, or is that just the sound that comes to you?
I mean, I think it's definitely something, that's what I grew up listening to. As a kid, I could only listen to gospel music and old soul. And so when I heard Otis Redding and Sam Cooke and Marvin Gaye, I thought that's what you're supposed to sound like.
And how did you get your voice to that point? Are you imitating them on some level?
I think as anything goes, like, life kind of takes its toll. It kind of beats you up a little bit, and you just got to holler, you know? You got to scream. And for some reason, that's what comes out of me. I don't know why. I can't explain it. But that's what happens when I do this thing.
Jesse, what attracted you to this kind of music and to this sound?
I've been a fan for a long time of a lot of music from the 60s and 70s. You know, it's just sort of the authenticity of the performances on the records. It has always been really attractive to me, especially, you know, in this day and age where a lot of things are super glossy and overproduced. But, I mean, when Paul and I first started working together, we just went at it with the idea we were going to frame his voice in the best and most appropriate fashion. And it became apparent later that we were sort of making a soul record, but we didn't realize that specifically at the very beginning. It's just the way it went, you know, and we rolled with it.
Well, let's listen to some more of this music. This is the song Don't Mean a Thing. Paul, you grew up in rural Alabama in a strict religious background. How does that play into this music?
Well, I mean, it's a key part. Faith is something, even to this day, that I struggle with and try to figure out. And a lot of it comes from just having this moment that's an out-of-body experience, having this moment where you connect with something beyond yourself. And I feel like when I've been to, like, great shows, like when I saw Prince one time, I was like, man, if this ain't heaven, I don't know what is, you know? And music does that to me. And to be a conduit for that, as far as, you know, when we do our shows, that's I still get that same feeling when I was in church and I was down on my knees and I was crying and I was, you know, doing whatever, or I almost get that same exact feeling at our shows now, when, you know what I mean? Like, it's this weird communal experience that you have with people. And I would not call myself particularly religious now, but man, does it do something to me that it's just hard to describe.
Well, and this is really resonating not just in Alabama and in the South, but all across the country. Jesse, let me bring you in. What do you think it is about this that works so well with audiences that don't have that rural Alabama religious upbringing?
I think that people sort of got used to going to a musical event and not necessarily seeing a show or being part of a a more interactive event. You know, they kind of got used to going to see something and people stood there and played their instruments and, you know, maybe had a light show. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. But it's a different kind of thing when Paul's like yelling in people's faces and sweating on them and, like, you know, getting right up in their grill. And then the band's really lively. I mean, the band drains every last ounce of life force that they have on stage and tries to give it to the people that are there. And I think that's a little bit rare, just seeing something that's that raw and that authentic. And at the end of the day, we're a bunch of band nerds and church kids that came together to make this sound, so people root for us.
Well, let's listen to another song from the album. This is called Like a Mighty River. I'm sorry to fade the music down because I really just want to hear more of it. But let me ask you this, because I've got a colleague who's a huge fan of you guys and says he hears James Brown. And I think if you listen to that, maybe you hear Otis Redding, but you might also hear James Brown.
I mean, I definitely – this is so sad, but I'm actually getting married. And so
– congratulations.
Thank you. I don't dance with my fiance much. But I dance more on stage, and I actually have to do like a slower version. You know, I'm a little heavier fella, so I have to do a slower version of what James Brown does with his feet and stuff. But I studied it pretty heavily. You know, I mean, James Brown is really how hip-hop got going, with like just making noise with, you know, not even saying anything that's really audible, but just, you know, that kind of thing. Like, I love throwing that into our songs, and he's definitely a huge influence and someone that I just, man, that band he's got is so tight. And he's the ultimate performer. I think I read somewhere where he would lose like 5 or 6 pounds per show from all the sweat. And
he's the hardest working man in show business.
He really was. And so, like, I definitely identify with that, because I will, pants get a little looser, shirts get a little less tight, you know, whenever I get done doing a show and feet are swollen and I definitely identify with that more than I ever thought I would.
Paul Janeway, lead singer of St. Paul and the Broken Bones. We've also been speaking with Jesse Phillips, who is playing bass for the group. The new album is out now, and thank you so much for joining us, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yep, thanks for having us.
Oh, so good. Love them. This song is Broken Bones and Pocket Change, and you can find out more about them and see their tour schedule at our website, hereandnow.org. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And I'm Lisa Mullins in for Robin Young. This is Here and Now.